This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There are, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2 million people in this country behind bars, mostly out of sight, but still in some ways part of the economy. Farming used to be a much bigger part of prison labor than it is today, but thousands of inmates still grow vegetables or feed crops for sale on the outside. And in the Montana prison system, they tend cattle. In the first of two stories on prison and big ag, Eve Abrams went to a prison ranch where inmates get job training and life skills and raise cows.
The Montana State Prison Dairy is a noisy place where inmates milk cows three times a day. 20 cows at a time walk into individual stalls where inmates dip the cows' teats in iodine and place suctioned milkers on them.
Average cow, it takes between 3 and 6 minutes to milk.
Dave Miller is the dairy manager. He says 32 inmates run the dairy and its processing plant, where the milk travels by vacuumed tubes to be homogenized, pasteurized, and made into yogurt, cottage cheese, and ice cream. But around 85% of the milk is sold to a national wholesale dairy company, slipping into our cereal bowls and coffee mugs alongside milk from regular dairies. The dairy is just one part of Montana Correctional Enterprises' cattle operation. Prisoners also raise beef cattle. Inmates herd some 2,000 cows grazing on 30,000 acres of alfalfa, ryegrass, and other cover crops. Clyde Johnson is on the cowboy crew, caring for and herding the cows. He's 49 now. He was 27 when he entered prison on multiple convictions from two serious violent crimes, a shooting and a rape. On any given workday, you can find Johnson on one of the prison's 40 horses.
We have Trigger, Copper, Billy Buck, Blackie.
Johnson also doctors cows, including aiding in birth, sometimes.
You just look at them little calves, and how can you not cheer up when you see them get up for their first time?
Johnson had to work hard to get this job. It took him 13 years of good conduct, not getting in any kind of trouble. He loves working with animals.
They're never in a bad mood, hardly. Like your horse, he's never mad at you. He's never grumpy.
Johnson makes around $1 an hour, the prison's top wage. He says working on the cowboy crew is hard on his body. He separated his shoulder, broken his sternum, but he's learned a lot. In Montana, Johnson's training is highly marketable. Ranchers call the prison just about every month looking for skilled inmates who are about to be released. Plus, landing a job on the outside significantly lowers the chance an inmate will end up back in prison. Every fall, a few hundred cattle leave Johnson's care en route to the dinner table. First step, cattle auction. Buyers from all over the country purchase thousands of cows, which come with papers, like a car, detailing their breed, weight, what they've been eating, and where they were raised. Buyers fatten up their cattle, mostly in feedlots, and then truck them to packing houses, where cows are slaughtered. And this is where details of a cow's birthplace, say a prison ranch, can easily slip from sight. Because food coming from a prison? It's not necessarily a selling point. A few years ago, when Colorado Whole Foods sold goat cheese made by inmates earning pennies an hour, consumers were outraged. Many shoppers didn't want to support what they consider exploitative labor. Rayburn Smith sells cattle for the Louisiana Department of Corrections. He says it's extremely common for some labels earned in prison ranches, like all natural or grass-fed, to follow the cows, because those labels get top dollar. But prison-raised?
I've never seen anything say they were raised in a prison. You know, if there was an incentive to say they're raised in a prison, then we would probably sell them that way.
Many people recoil from prisons. They don't want a connection to them, especially one as personal as food. But for some inmates who produce that food, doing so is a lifeline to rehabilitation, a way to move forward with their lives. I'm Eve Abrams for Marketplace.